To the UK next, and a highly anticipated report into lockdown breaches at No. 10 Downing Street could be published today. It's understood Sue Gray's report is largely complete, but it's thought it is unlikely to be published before the Prime Minister Boris Johnson takes questions at the House of Commons at noon today. Yesterday, the Met Police announced its own investigation. We can talk now to Katie Balls, who is Deputy Political Editor with The Spectator. Good morning, Katie. Welcome to the programme.
Morning.
So Sue Gray's report is complete now, or largely complete. Can you talk us through what's likely to happen then today?
Yeah, so we're in a bit of a holding pattern in Westminster, where there is some expectation we will finally receive Sue Gray's report, which will first go to the Prime Minister, and then parts of it at least be made public. Last night, Downing Street still hadn't received it, and therefore I think there's a question mark over whether it's today, whether it's Thursday, and how limited it is now that Boris Johnson's Downing Street is under a police investigation, which is what's complicated, what was already a very complicated situation in terms of the Partygate investigation further.
And what do we know then about what's likely to be in that report? Will it be a warts and all account of the lockdown breaches at No. 10?
Well, again, I would love to offer you more clarity, but there is quite a lot of confusion in Westminster on this, because since the police said they were going to investigate, they are not investigating every alleged party in Downing Street. So there is a chance that this report keeps out a few of the details that relate to police investigations. But in terms of what Sue Gray is doing more generally, she is compiling evidence. Boris Johnson will receive the full report, which will be all the evidence Sue Gray has uncovered on the various parties she was looking into. We know parts of it must be bad, because the evidence has already triggered a police investigation. Cabinet Office evidence sent to the Met Police is why we got that announcement yesterday. But how much of it then is made public, I think, will be the next battle, because Labour, and also I believe journalists, are keen for as much as possible of that to be made public. But we could receive a shortened summary version rather than seeing various messages that were sent, or the details or door logs of who came and went.
Now, we know Boris Johnson is a fighter and he's not going to go down without a fight. So what's his survival strategy then going to be once this report is published?
Well, again, what's quite interesting here was they had a survival strategy as of Monday, which was this Save Boris operation, where lots of Boris Johnson's long-term allies have been having almost a shadow whipping operation, because there have been plenty of criticism of the current whip's office. So Boris Johnson has got his old team back, and they've been talking to MPs, holding calls online, getting people on side, bringing a spreadsheet to try and get support. But also, if a confidence vote is called, if 54 letters go in, they believe that they will win that by talking to colleagues. And one of the lines you're hearing is, don't do this because you could head to a snap election if there's a new Tory leader. I think this is being met with some scepticism though within the party, given we're in quite a different situation than Theresa May. There is a majority of 80, so while you can talk about the authority of a new leader, we're not in a point where it seems that the government would fall if the leader changed. But the police investigation has again brought this all into uncertainty, because some MPs might want to wait to the police investigation. We're not sure quite what we're going to get for the report, and therefore we're quite uncertain as to whether we are heading to a confidence vote this week or not.
And while all of this is happening, Katie, Boris Johnson is centrally involved then in the diplomatic and military discussions around the situation in Ukraine. Is that going to influence developments at Westminster at all?
So I think it could influence it. I think one of the things you're hearing from Boris Johnson's supporters is there's the general election line, which I think is the one which is being seen as a bit dubious. But what no one is debating or saying is wrong is the idea that the UK and lots of countries in the world are heading to a very serious moment when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. And is it really the time, with that going on, potential war, potential invasions and so forth, to be talking about a Tory leadership contest? So I think it does give some MPs pause for thought.
All right, Katie, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's Katie Balls, Deputy Political Editor with The Spectator.